Blog Talk Radio.
It's good to know.
Keep on,
keep on. Yeah.
Sunday morning,
we got some things to share
with you, some things to open up your world, what is good.
With God, all is well this morning. Those that read the Bible, and I know you brought your child, have you come to a Bible study, a Bible class, and Bishop, what's going on? You got Bishop, what's happening in our world and what's going on around the world? And I want to tell you this morning, God is in control. And I want you to know this morning, and I want you to get ready with your Bible, where you might understand the power of God. And God is able to lift you up and able to carry you to the next level. Call out in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost for God to touch you this morning. And I was praying, telling you, God is able to bring you out. And whatever you're in, God's able to carry you to the next level. I want you to get ready this morning for the Word of God. I want you to get ready for the will of God. And understand God's going to keep you in a divine way. He's going to keep you in the divine will. Whatever you need this morning, God got. God's going to give it to you. We're praying for you, every letter, every telephone call, every expression of love. God is still a healer. God is still a deliverer. Don't give up on God, because God got something special for you. And because you are a special man, you're a special woman, and God's going to open that door for you that can close. He has been closed, but God will open it up for you. And I want you to get ready to receive the blessing that God got for you. You say, well, Bishop, what's going on in my life? What's going on around me? And what's going on about me? And what I need to do? And I'm going to tell you this morning what you need to do and how you need to lift up your life to God. And how you need to pray for God to do something special for you. This morning, come Sunday morning with the bishop, I want to say all is well. I want to tell you this morning. God said high, and God got low. And God has not made a mistake.
You might have made a mistake, but God has not made a mistake.
And God said it.
I believe it.
And I want you to know,
it's my people that are called by my name. Humble themselves and pray. I will heal the land. But first, you got to turn from your wicked ways. You got to turn from your evil deeds and repent to God.
I had somebody know what I was talking about this morning. Some of you, well, I don't know about what Bishop talking about. But I'm telling you what God's saying. If you just turn away from the evil, then God gonna bless you. Let me get this right here.
Peace and love.
God bless you. I have a code of scripture, but I want you to give it to us this morning. My people. And a little excitement.
I hear you. Go ahead on.
Okay. The scripture what Bishop was talking about this morning, 2 Chronicles 7:14. It say, if my people, which are called by my name, Jesus' name, shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, I will forgive their sin and I will heal thy land. Church goers, church people, bishops, deacons, apostles, teachers, we got to turn from our wicked ways. We have to repent to God and cry. The Bible says, cry out, spare not. Show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sin. When you in sin, you got to cry out. You got to spare not. And you got to repent of all the evil deeds that you have done in this body. Be able to meet my maker and go to heaven when we leave here down here on earth. A lot of people think we don't have to repent. We don't have to turn from our wicked ways. That means give up snuff. That means give up tobacco. That means give up ungodly sex. That means give up adultery. That give up murmuring. That give up killing. Killing not with no gun, but killing with your mouth. You got to turn from your wicked way and seek God's face. And he said that I will heal the land. And
amen.
If your land sick, you ain't going to plant no green. You ain't going to plant no peas. You ain't even going, your house not going to even prosper on the soil because your ground have been cursed and it been corrupt. You got to plant a seed for your knee and turn all the way around, 365 degrees all the way around and say, Lord, what did I go wrong? What did I do? What I did, they're supposed to do. Lord, if you forgive me, I won't do them same thing no more. I won't murder no more. I won't abortion no baby. I will not lie against the Holy Ghost like Ananias, Sapphira, Ike, Seek. They bought some land and they sold it and they promised to give whoever was a portion of the land, but they kept the money. Matter of fact, they didn't sell the land, but they got the money and kept it. And Ananias died and Sapphira died too. It's a dang thing to lie against the Holy Ghost because the Holy Ghost searches the deep thing. Don't search the top thing, search the deep thing. If you promise somebody something, you're going to give it, you better give it if it's your last penny. I was telling a young lady this morning that took me out on the road. Every time she take me out on the road, God bless her. I said, every time I get in your car, God bless you. A young man told the same thing. He said, every prayer that you have prayed for me, mother, he said, God answer every last one of them. I'm looking for $14,000 in the mail. The day he thought the day was Monday, day Sunday. He said it could come Sunday. I said, it just could. And I said, didn't I been telling you, dog, every time you come pick me up, the same anointing that I have on my life, that's the same anointing God not placed on your life. And don't abuse God anointing one now. A lot of time we think God got to do something for you. No, he don't. If I'm good enough to bless you, you all be good enough to bless me. If I'm good enough to bless him, you all be just as blessed them. Don't ever think you got too much where you can't bless nobody else. The Bible said, and I ain't looking in the Bible because it's down in my belly. He says, silver and gold have I known. He said, but such as I have, I give I thee. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Somebody in their house and motor ought to stand up and walk. Because somebody was at critical condition. They was at death door. They were blind in their eyes. Their ear was stopped up. They had tumor cancer, had breast cancer, had stomach cancer, had ovarian cancer, had arthritis all over their body. Couldn't even walk on their feet. Couldn't even use their hand, that crippling arthritis. Hand looked just like a snake. Somebody ought to stand up on their feet right now and tell God thank you. Because God had brought us from a mighty, mighty long way. And it's good to know Jesus. And I thank God the more that I know Jesus in the pardon of my sin. I know what God can do because he raised me up. He raising me up. He putting me on solid ground today that I can run and not. He said I can reap and not be weary. And he said I can reap the benefit and not be weary. He said you run and not faint. So I'm running for Jesus. I ain't running for man. I ain't running for woman. I'm running for Jesus because Jesus is the author and the finisher of my faith. And Jesus have brought me, you two, a mighty, mighty long way.
Long way. Amen.
I used to couldn't testify, but I can testify the goodness of the Lord. How he healed me from high blood pressure, cholesterol, arthritis. Said God don't heal. The devil sure don't heal. I can guarantee the devil don't heal. He said, turn from your wicked way, and I forgive your sin and heal your land. Somebody on the radio, I got my eyes closed. somebody on the radio been praying for a new house. I got to tell you today, I ain't going to know how much time I got, but all time long ago. Somebody been praying to God for a new house. If you bless this bishop, this man on the radio, I don't know what the man's name, but you bless this man, you said, if you bless me to get this house, I give you 10% or whatever I pay for the house. And if you bleed God and bleed God prophet, he'll do just what he said he's going to do. You can't hang around a prophet and don't do what the prophet said do. He said, honor the Lord, Proverbs 3:16 or 16:3. It said, honor the Lord with thy substance and get the fresh of all thy increase. Everything you get in your hand, if you sow it, you're going to reap it. If you don't reap it, you ain't going to sow it. If you get it in your hand and you sow it and you believe God, don't look at it, don't worry about it. It ain't came today, it ain't came tomorrow, but the Bible said it'll surely come and it won't tarry. And if God said he's going to do it, he's going to do just what he said he's going to do. If he said, if he said he's going to give you a godly home, he's going to give you a godly home. If he said he's going to give you, he'll give you no wine or. If he said he's going to give you a godly wine, he'll give you no prostitute. He's going to give you what you ask for in the time that you need. He said, prove me. The mayor cost said, prove me. And see when I do it. Double daily training. He gave me things that I might didn't deserve, but God gave it to me. He took me off the job at an early age. Some people working 3 or 4 jobs and can't hardly make from paycheck to paycheck. I dare you to trust God. He said, and I'll fight for you. He said, I'll rebuke the reviler for your faith. I keep the enemy away from around your house. I keep the truck driver driving on the road. They won't give me no speeding ticket. He's going to sleep behind the storm wheel right as I speak on the phone. He said, I'll fight for you. You ain't got to go no court and fight no adulterous battle, because the battle had already been fought and the victory had not been won, and Jesus had already fought the battle. So all you got to
Amen.
Do is Moses, stand back. Stand back, Moses. This is not your fight. Somebody trying to fight somebody else fight, but this is not your fight. This is God's fight. Sometimes God, he said, let the wheat and the tare go together, and God is the one they're going to do to separate. He said, let the weeds and the briars and the thorn all go together. I'm going to pick it out one by one. I'm gonna get the real from the faint, the fake. He said, the sheep is on the right and the goat on the left. Are you a sheep or are you a goat? And God doing a separating this morning. I know you made a came for one thing today, but I got the 66 book, what I'm telling you today. And every word in the book is true. I tried to put myself, I tried to dissect and see did it fit me. But every word of the God, it is true. It found me. It found me in my lowest point. And it raised me to my highest point. It ain't because I want to be or could be. It because God said, I created you. I know what you're going to be doing. Even right now. He said, because the number hell on your head is already a number. I know the word that I'm going to put in your mouth. You ain't got to write it down on no paper. You ain't got to go try to read it, because the word is already down inside of you. Yes. It's just waiting to be made manifest. Every line on the radio this morning just jamming pike right now. They're trying to get away. Who is that lady, that man on the radio talking about that man named Jesus who can save anybody, because he saved me. He raised Lazarus from the dead. He can raise you from the dead. He can give you sight to the blind eye. The man was blind, bone blind. And Jesus stooped down and got a little dirt and clay and put on the man's eye, and he can't see. And the man had to wiggle hand. He said, just stretch out your hand.
Stretch it out.
And his hand came whole. I dare you to stretch it out. Quit holding your hand tight, woman, with that money in your hand, and know God and I told you to plant that seed, and you holding it in your hand, and your hand crushed up. Now you can't get the arthritis out your hand. The doctor can't get it out, because they don't know how to get it out. But I tell you one thing today. If you try my Jesus, I know he's all right. I tried him 50-some odd years ago, and I know he's all right. Everything the doctor told me, God said, I didn't tell you. The doctor told you. He said, but believe my report. I believe the Lord's report. All a living testimony this morning. No allergy, no cold, no diabetes, no heart trouble. And God is a heart fixer today. St. John the 14th chapter, let not your heart be troubled. He said, believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it was not so, I would have told you. He said, I got to go and prayer play for you. That's why I am, that you may be also. So God said, and the way you know, where I go, you should know. And so God had to leave. He said, I've been with you a long time. Taught you everything that I could teach you, but now I got to go to my Father.
Amen.
My Father. responsible for what he has for me, especially for what he has for me to do. I can't hang around with you. I done told you the truth. I done lived the truth. I done prophesied some things that it came to pass. I gave it to you in a prayer like you cursed the fig tree. Lady was caught in adultery. I done told you everything that I need to tell you, but now I got to go to my father.
That's right.
I got to get instructed from my father and ask him what he have and ask that he want me to do that I hadn't done. Or he plead with what I'm doing even right now.
Man. See, is he pleased with what's going on in your life? And that's a good thing that you know how to please what's going on in your life. And I want to say
this.
Yeah,
what's going on.
Who bless you, I'm going to curse who curse you. That's in Genesis 11 and 12. So the blessing, let me say it, the blessing is God is on you. People around you get blessed. They bless you. And curse you. The blessing of Abraham, the blessing of God is on you. And just like you said, if my people that are called by my name can turn from their wicked ways, God will bless them. You got to blame and bless them. You got to say, God, forgive me this morning. God, heal me. God, deliver me. God, open up that door. I'm praying for you, man. Woman, I'm praying for you. It seems like you don't know your way. God is the way. And God is the way. The healing going to take place quick, fast, and in a hurry. I'm talking to somebody. Let me say it again. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you, too. Somebody got a high blood problem. Somebody right now, they all crossed up and messed up. God, just like she said, God said, Moses, stand back. You didn't your bite. And I'm going to tell you this morning, mother, you can't fight your son. Exodus 14:14, he says, stand back, Moses. Let me work this. And I'm telling you, wherever you at, whatever you're going through, God is able to heal you right now. God is able to heal it. He sent them out two by two to go out and heal the land. Go out and declare my word holy. Go out to God. Repent everything, but you got to let go this morning and let God walk in your life. You got to let go this morning. Say, if God is good, God is healed by your mind. Somebody been having heart pain, gas. I dismissed that. Somebody right now, they're hearing. They can't hear this program. But I dismissed that you're hearing. People come to a long way to get what God got for you. And I want to tell you this morning, God got something special for you on this Sunday morning. This Sunday morning with the prophet and the bishop, I'm going to tell you, God got something for you. Man cannot touch. It got to be touched by the hand of the Almighty God. Somebody better say glory, hallelujah. Somebody better know that God is a healer right now. And somebody agrees here in Las Vegas. I heard mother was saying, God going to turn up the heat. Or oh, let me see. I'm going to get hotter than that. Not just in America, all over the world, God can turn the heat up. And he said the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. People are dying, people are falling out, dying. God can cut the heat because you ain't repentant. God cut the heat up because you refuse to say, Lord, forgive me. You killing and murder. Stop the killing, say, baby, as long as you do all that, this morning, Lord, hallelujah, I just see God blessing you, man. I see God open up a door for you, woman. I see God, I heard him say, I'm going to bless who bless you, and I'm going to curse who curse you. Now, look, touching the man of God, God gonna touch you. He said, I'm gonna bless who bless you. So you got to be, I want to tell you this morning, you got to be in the business of blessing. You got to be blessed of God. You got to be in the business of saying, I'm healed, I'm delivered, and I have a breakthrough right now. Somebody need a healing right now. I don't, all the medicine, the lady, your back. But the word of God is more strong. And I'm talking to somebody tonight. I'm talking to somebody this morning. I'm talking to somebody that wrestled all night long. They've been at high blood, low blood. They've been weak. They've been tired. But I want you to get this morning for God to touch you. For God's word to touch you, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Get ready for God to do that special thing for you that you've been asking God. He's going to do it. And God's going to do it quick, fast. You ain't got to beg God for it. It's already done. I'm bringing Mother. Mother gives a good, strong prayer and a word. I'm bringing her back all the way. Okay, go on, Mother.
Okay. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, your word have been spoken. Your word have been explained. Touch the listener, Lord. Gee, open up their ears. Open up their heart. Open up their eyes. And Lord, anoint us afresh for the journey that you're going to take us on, the Lord Jesus. Lord, we know the weather is hot, but we know you hotter than the weather, Jesus. And Lord, if we draw nigh to you, you said you will draw nigh to us. You said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble them say, humble, humble is the way, humble, 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 humble. Can't be mean, can't be stiff-necked. I don't like that press. I don't like that press. Who do you like? Humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. God said, I hear the land. That humble stop drinking. That wife will stop prostituting. Them children will finish school to get a free place in college. And, Lord, they get a good job, a doctor job. And, Lord, somebody was driving truck today. They had their own trucking company. Somebody had their own transportation service. Had their own cooking, catering, cooking business. But we got to turn from our wicked ways. And God said, I'll forgive thy sin, and I heal thy land. And I heard the bishop say, the scripture say in Genesis, I will bless them that bless me. And I will curse them that curse you. So don't think you're going to get away. It's a dangerous thing to lie against the Holy Ghost. I told you, Acts 6, Ananias, Sapphira lied against the Holy Ghost to help back God, Paul, where he supposed to be. They sold the land and kept back the money. They gave some, but they didn't give all they supposed to have been given. And Ananias died and Sapphira died too. It's a dangerous thing to lie against the Holy Ghost. I want you to know what I'm saying. I'd rather give it all than give some of it and miss God. Because you can't be God-given no matter how you try. The more you give, the more he's going to give back to you. Just keep on giving. because I know it's true. I was taught that from a child, and I know it even as an elder. I know it as an older lady, I know. Amen. He'll take sickness off your body. He'll take that tumor off somebody's head. He'll give you your eyesight, you don't have to wear no glasses. He'll scratch out your hand and stuff.
Now,
somebody, hands and stuff is cursed. Somebody needs somebody that just to talk to and let them know that all is well at the well. All is well today. Somebody trying to buy a house this morning, and the man I told him that lady that the house, but you scared to step out by faith. I just got through telling you a while ago, if you promise somebody you're going to give them something, you got to give it to them. Don't wait till you get till you see it. Give it to them when you don't see it. See, what we make a mistake. Or we want to give it to them to get big money. No, you need to give it right now. He said, so is a man thinking in his heart, so is he. And it said you're going to reap what you sow. I ain't talking about taking somebody home and then you reap. You're going to reap if you give off what belongs to him. That's the kind of great reaping I'm talking about. What I give to God, that I'm going to reap a harvest. He said 100, 6, or 30, or even 1,000-fold. It go wherever you're on there. Whatever you can believe God for. When have you believed God for something big, and he didn't come through, and you did what you're supposed to do? If you obeyed the prophet, he said you shall prosper. But if you obey God, God always deliver on time. He faster than the mailman.
Amen.
And he do what he say he gonna do. He'll take sickness off of somebody right now. Somebody having trouble right down their back. Down their backbone to their tailbone. If I be a lady prophet of God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that pain will leave right now. Somebody have blinding in their left eye. Left eye, I command you to be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody having blood pressure, low blood, high blood, I command that you won't have to take another blood pressure pill. I believe God. He said,
Amen. Oh, taste and see
that the Lord is good. Just taste and see is he good. Don't take my word. Don't take Bishop's word. You trying for yourself. When we get back on the radio broadcast again, you're going to say, well, I was took off with high blood pressure. That tumor dropped off of me. That pain in my back is gone. My left eye is healed. My mind is regenerated. I ain't got that devil mind want to kill somebody when they say something about my child. I'm going to get that thought out of my mind. I'm going to try Jesus. And I know he's all right. Because I tried
Amen.
Him for myself, and I know what he can do. If he can heal any sick thing so like you and I know he's all right. And all he wants somebody to just believe him and just know. He said, just know that I'm God. And I'm God all by myself. I don't need no help. I don't need nobody to promote me. But God already not promoting me. He wants us to exalt one another, lift one another up. This ain't our program. This ain't not our money. This money belongs to God. You know it's a blessing to have the money put preaching on the air. But you know that costs money. And know it costs something. You get your clothes out the cleaner, going around, get them sweaty, and you won't even put them in the cleaner, get them clean. Don't you know that's bad?
Amen.
Don't have somebody to do something with this. If I'm able enough to do something for you, you always say, well, I'm going to buy you a drink today. I'm gonna give you a dollar or $2. I ain't talking about no dollar. I'm talking about more than a dollar. We're not sick. We sin sick. We've been in sin too long. We ain't ready to come out. I'm wound up right now.
God is able.
I said, God is able.
I want to thank you for that prayer and those
thank
that have
you.
Called. Many
I see
prayer.
The line of jam now. Line of jam.
The line is filled up for prayer.
Nobody can't get in. Line of jam.
Somebody called from Texas, Arkansas, Mississippi.
They can't get in.
Somebody said, house is flooded. I'm going to pray. Somebody right now need a touch. Somebody right now need to know that you're a healer. Somebody right now need to know that you will build up their body, mind, and spirit. The healing of the Almighty God, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Glory, hallelujah. Heal that man that lost faith. Heal that woman that lost her husband, that lost her wife, that mother that lost her daughter, that family member that she lost. And you just said, I don't know what to do. Give it to God and leave it alone. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, I'm looking east, west, north, south. I'm looking down. But I'm saying, look up and live. If you claim the healing of God this morning, man, you're healed. And I want to decree this morning that you're being healed right now. I also decree this morning that so broke healed the cancer.
Right now.
Somebody said they had a back problem. I want to be healed right now. I plead the blood of Jesus.
Right
now. The name that I know that man can be saved, but by the name of Jesus. I bless you right now. Right now. Give love
right now.
In the name of the Father,
now, Jesus.
The Son, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Those that call
right now.
Those that call to be healed. Those that have no way. In the name of
right
the
now.
Father. And the Holy Ghost. As she continues,
thank you, Jesus. That song way back in the Baptist church, a group in the Baptist church is saying, I believe I testify while I have a chance. Because I just may not have the chance anymore. I believe I run for Jesus today while I have a chance because I may not run anymore. I believe I pray to Almighty God because I know that he hears and he answers prayer. Because I may not have this chance anymore. We may not have this chance to keep on getting hot like it's getting hot right now. We may not even make it to the hospital. But I tell you one thing. I know somebody that sit high and he look low. And he looking down on each one of us today. And I know that he's set free. Somebody got a son up in prison right now, Bishop. They've been locked up 20-some-odd years. And they said they gave him life. He can't get out. But I stand in agreement right now in the mighty name of Jesus that every jail cell will be open right now. Y'all know the story about Paul and Silas. They prayed at 12 o'clock midnight. And after 12 o'clock midnight, the angel came in and ministered, and the jail cell opened up, and they walked out. And God is the same God. Yesterday, today, and forever. You ain't got to go to no witchcraft doctor. You ain't got to go to no soothsayer doctor. You ain't got to go to no black magic doctor. I dare you to get down on your knees and call on Almighty God because I know him to be a healer. And I ain't just talking about no witchcraft because witchcraft already been in the Bible because it said jealousy is at the sin of witchcraft. And Nebuchadnezzar had a dream and couldn't nobody interpret the dream. And it went down a sorcerer tried to get her to interpret and she couldn't interpret it. So you better call on Jesus for yourself. And the thing that I'm telling you today, bitch, I'm telling you, they are spiritual. They not natural stuff. This stuff is real. You can sit around and think it ain't real, but it really real can be. You can try all these things you want to try. But if you don't put Jesus in it, it's none of faith. You got to put Jesus in your car lot business. You hear me? In your real estate business. In your counselor business. You got to put Jesus
Amen.
In everything that you do. Jesus said, I'm first. I'm not going to be last. You're not going to shout, change me, put me on the background. You call me before you need me. You're going to call me before you need me. Because he said, if I'm not going to be first, I'm not going to be last.
Amen.
He said, I'm a jealous God. And he said, have more of God before me. And that's what he means, just what he say. If you want your business to prosper and multiply and take off, I dare you to try Jesus. Because I find out he more than enough for me.
That's right.
I tried him, and I know what he can do. Somebody laying in an apartment house right now, bitch, it's so hot in there, they can't hardly stay in there. They don't know how they're going to pay the light bill. But I dare you to try Jesus. I said, I dare you to try Jesus. Hear what I said? I dare you to try Jesus. And I just don't speak words out of my mouth just to speak them out of my mouth to try to make you feel good. I speak nothing but Jesus' word out of my mouth. And he said, not many days from today, say, it shall come to pass. I'm not a lying prophet or pastor or teacher or evangelist or apostle. I speak just what God give me to speak. And he said, and it shall come to pass. I told it a while ago. Somebody looking, trying to buy a house in another city. And if you give Bishop the 10% off the top, their house is automatic, yo. They waiting to foreclose the deal right now. And I'm in another town. I'm not in this town. I'm in another town, another town, another town. But if you obey the prophet, the Bible says, you shall prosper. And you can't be staying because God said, I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that curse. You mean God curse people? If you don't obey God, he's going to put a curse on you.
Glory. Hallelujah.
The Lord ain't going to take it back. Number 19 and 23 said, God is not a man that he should lie, neither should he repent. And if God said it, he said he'll make it good. If God said it, Bishop, he said, I'll make it good. I'm going to prophesy to the north, the south, the east, and to the west. It's been a long time since I did this, but the Spirit of the Lord, Isaiah 61 said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me to preach good tidings. He said, I have called you to preach this word. He said, and this is the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the acceptable day of the Lord. He said, I call you to preach. He said, I didn't say teach. I call you to preach the word. And I'm going to prophesy to the north, south, the east, and to the west. In the mighty name of Jesus, every spoken word, every prophet word, Lord Jesus, went out today. I decree and declare, Lord Jesus, that every person that received that word will be healed. They will get up off their couch. They will get off their do-nothing. They will get in their car. They will obey the prophet, and they shall prosper and be in good health, even if they so prosper. It's time I stop lying. It's time I prophesy the gospel. It's time I check it. It's time I loving God. It's time I to stand up and be men, true women of God. Step up right and right to say, he said, I hear your name if you turn from your wicked way.
Amen. I thank you for that prophecy.
I feel good this morning.
But I want to say to you, as mother was prophesied, I want to give you God, you were prophesying, God was telling me to look to me very carefully. If God tell a prophet to do something where another prophet prophesying, the Spirit told me to tell you, want to listen to me, go get a beat. You know what a beat is, prophet? You get a beat. And you get that beat and put it in some water and let it boil. And I want some people to drink it. It's going to be a healing for their body. Now, you know what a beat is, don't you, prophet?
I know.
People out there in radio land, go tomorrow to the store and get a beat.
I'm going to run it down and get one.
21. Read the 23rd number of Psalms. Read the 9th number and drink the liquor off of it. God says he's going to heal the mucus.
The lungs.
Somebody's brain cancer. Somebody down in their lungs and liver. Glory. Hallelujah.
Stomach cancer.
God is
stomach cancer.
If you obey the woman of God and the man of God, you can get healed. I don't care how it look. I'm going to do what God told me to to do. And I'm telling
I'm gonna
you,
get it. I'm going back out today and get it.
I want next week. I want testimony on what we telling you to do. Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
God tell you to do something, and you obey.
Glory.
Instant people by your word, mother, they being healed. By my word, they being healed.
Thank you.
I want to tell you, somebody getting ready to go on a trip, I want to tell you your trip going to be successful. You've been a little
Thank
discouraged.
You.
It'll be all right. And I want to tell you, let me get ready to
you. Thank you, Jesus.
I want you to read Psalms 7. And 21:17, I want you to read Psalms 34. And I want to tell you, get ready for God to do something for you, especially. I'm talking to you, 43:8, Psalm 19. Sometimes God prophets your name. Sometimes God give prophets your address. And I was telling the lady, don't get on that bus. The bus tore up. If you see the bus, I said, don't get on that bus. And the bus took a lot of people. Nothing to her. God tell Moses, step back. This is a hard
Stand
fight. Exodus 14, I got to fight. It's something about we can't fight. It's something about we got
to fight.
These demons and
these
witches.
Go ahead. I'm saying he don't want you to fight. You got vision.
Go ahead on.
Somebody want to fight for their children. They know they're cheering in the wrong, and you will go kill the police because you're cheering them wrong. God said, stand back and let him fight. I just heard that in the Holy Ghost. Stop fighting for your children. They wrong. If they're wrong, they got to get the punishment they deserve. Stop fighting. Stop paying all your money to these police and stuff. And discipline your children at home and live a life that pleases their God. And you won't have to fight. Because God had already won the battle, but he wants you to stand back. Stand back. Get out of the way. Leave time. Let God fix it. Let God work it out.
Thank you.
And he will work it out. I raised only a few bishops, about 30. I raised about 30 children. 30. They were all coming. They come here and they didn't have no money, didn't have no food, no water. I took them in and fed them. Some of them know me, some of them I forgot where they came from. But God said, that ain't none of your fight. Don't worry about it. He said, I'm going to fight. Don't you worry about it. You just keep doing what I told you to do. He said, I'm going to take care of you and I'm going to take care of them. He said, I bless them that bless you and I curse them that curse you. If he cursed that.
Thank you. And I want to say this, where she said that, God said he got a ram in the bush for you. God got a special blessing for you right now. You know, the devil come to kill and destroy. He come to mess up your mind. But when you know that you are blessing, when God said, I'm going to bless who blesses you, I'm going to curse who blesses you, move on you. He said, you are my man. You are my woman. And you blessed. And who blessed you? You can't get blessed because you don't know that God has already put his blessing on you. And anybody around you going to
get blessed. They're going to feel the aftereffect from
it. Anybody around you going to get healed. Anybody got evil in mind, he said, I'm going to curse who curse you. I'm going to bless who bless you. And I'm standing this morning in the healing power of you being blessed. The power of the devil trying to destroy you. But
I'm going to bless you.
You got to know. This one, you got to know. You got to know that you are a blessed man. You got to know that you're a blessed woman beyond all blessing. So I'm blessed and I walk in the favor of God.
I'm blessed by the best.
I know God's he gonna give you favor. I know they mess your money up, but God said favor. You're gonna be able to pay all your bills and have an over. Somebody ought to say overflow. Can you say that with me?
Overflow.
Overflow.
Overflow. Overflow. Overflow. Right now, blessing. Overflow.
Right now.
I'm better now than I was yesterday. Overflow.
Overflow. More than enough.
Overflow. That tumor dropping on somebody's body right now. Overflow. Overflow. Overflow.
Give you more than enough. Overflow. That means that you got enough to feed the hungry. You got enough to help somebody. You got the overflow. God said he, all the silver, all the gold belongs to God. When God overflow,
overflow. You ain't got room for nothing else. Overflow. Overflow.
God,
overflow.
I'm seeing blessing your home. Bless you.
Overflow.
Bless you, man. And an overflow of silver and gold.
Overflow.
That's money.
Overflow. 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 Overflow.
And I don't know how God's going to overflow this morning. It's an overflow coming. And for them that listening,
overflow.
For them that listen, they're going to say, overflow. Here's my overflow.
Here's overflow. Here's my overflow. Hear my seed for my need. Overflow.
That's right. Overflow. You got a need, you plant a
overflow.
Seed. I don't care how it looks. I'm seeding.
Overflow.
I'm seeding for my overflow. I'm
overflow.
For my overflow.
I'm paying on it right now. Overflow. Overflow.
My healing.
Overflow.
Overflow. My blessing. The overflow. My family.
Overflow
for all of my friends. I decree overflow for
overflow. No more light. No more light. No more light. No more light.
Amen.
No more light.
Just
making
it
just to get by. No more light. Overflow. Overflow.
I just feel that overflow is on its way.
Overflow.
Love you ain't holding on to God. When you have not, because you ask not. Ask God
overflow.
Overflow. God, I need an overflow.
Overflow.
In my
overflow.
Life. I need an overflow,
overflow.
In my mind.
Overflow. Overflow.
I want
overflow.
I want
overflow. Overflow. Overflow.
You cut it out. Too much power.